The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Barry White, our chief reporter, is with me now, though, because a silent vigil has been held outside the Department of Justice in Dublin City Centre this afternoon. And it was held and organised by members of the Indian community in Ireland. The reason they were there was in response to an Indian man being brutally attacked in Talla last Saturday. Some of you will have heard the coverage. Remind us what happened, though, Barry.
Hi, Kieran. Good afternoon. Well, this Indian man, aged in his 40s, he was attacked by a group of teenagers in the Park Hill Road area of Kilnamana in Talla in southwest Dublin last Saturday. And this was a brutal attack. It's understood he was badly beaten and was hit on the head several times with some sort of a weapon. He was punched and kicked, and he was also stripped of his trousers and underwear. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses, and they are appealing to anyone who was driving in the Park Hill Lawns area of Kilnamana at around 6 o'clock last Saturday to come forward. There has been no arrests made at this stage, but Gardaí have also said that they believe this was racially motivated. And Kieran, I've been speaking to Jennifer Murray, who came upon this attack when she was driving by, and she got out to help the man.
He was just stood on the side of the road with his head bowed, completely withdrawn, shut down, bleeding extensively from two massive head wounds on his head. His entire body, all of his clothing, all of his skin, everywhere was completely covered in blood, and he was still continuously bleeding. So I pulled my car over and I walked back up to ask what had happened. And I went to the gentleman in question and I said, are you okay? What's happened? And he just repeated over and over again that his name, he was Indian, and please help me, ma'am. So I brought him over to my car. I called an ambulance and I called the police. Like, the mob had kind of mostly dispersed at that stage. The teenagers kind of had started to go because obviously it was evident I was phoning police. I was phoning an ambulance. Adults still hung around to voice their extremely wrong opinion on what had happened. But for the most part, at that point, people kind of started to drift off once they knew, like, authorities were coming.
What injuries did this man suffer? Like, he was badly beaten.
Yeah, so he had a massive laceration above his eyebrow, and then another incision above his other eyebrow that were quite evidently caused by, like, it was a knife wound. No blunt trauma would have caused the injuries that he had. He had obviously suffered head injuries. His nose was bleeding continuously, like it was actually a continuous flow from his nose and from his head. He had bruises and cuts on his legs from where he had been taken, obviously from when he had fell down onto the ground. So when they attacked him, they stabbed him, they beat him, they stripped him of his clothes, they took his trousers and his underwear and his shoes, and his phone and his money. So he was left badly, viciously beaten with no clothes on him.
So that's Jennifer Murray there. You can get a sense of how much it impacted her just coming across it, Barry. And I mean, depressingly but unsurprisingly, didn't take long for rumours to start swirling around online.
Yeah, minutes after this happened, a video was posted online of the man after he had been stripped, and it was claimed that he had been beaten because he was hanging around a playground. I actually seen this video on Saturday night. It was posted. Now, Gardaí have told people not to share it, but I seen it myself, and it was after he was attacked and people were claiming he was hanging around a playground. But Gardaí said there's absolutely no evidence of this, and they're satisfied the man was not behaving inappropriately and was wrongly targeted. Gardaí have also, like I say, pleaded with the public not to share the video of this racist attack. And there is no doubt, Kieran, this was racially motivated. And it seems the perpetrators then tried to paint this man as something that he wasn't by posting these false videos and spreading misinformation. And they say he was outside a playground. This man was walking to the nearby Hindu temple, and then these people just set upon him randomly because of the colour of his skin. And Jennifer Murray also told me that this was the most sickening thing about what happens, how these rumours spread so quickly.
He was never, in fact, actually at a playground. before or after the attack, he passed it on the way, and then he came back towards it. And that's the video that has been circulated, and that is when, which I don't know, sometimes I think it's worse than the original attack, that he was attacked while he was pleading for help.
It's obviously shocking to come across a man who was viciously beaten like that, but was it even more shocking then when you seen these rumours that were being spread that you knew that were false?
It was shocking. Nobody had seen it. Everybody knew somebody who had seen it. Everybody saw a video on Facebook. There was nobody who was able to approach me and say, listen, you know, genuinely, I appreciate he was attacked, but, you know, we need to call the guards. It was actually when calling the guards, everybody dispersed, which I know, I'm a mother. If I was in a playground with my children and I saw something that he was accused of happening, I would want to wait around and talk to the police and tell them exactly what I saw, and not necessarily condoning the attack, but making sure that, you know, if this was a person who had committed a horrendous crime, that the authorities were aware of it. And the police have cleared him. There was never a question in my mind. From the moment I met the man, it just, I don't know, quick thinking and logical brain applied. There was no evidence that this man was capable of anything that they were accusing him of. There was no mental health issues. He was bleeding from head to toe and still probably one of the most polite men I've ever met in my life. So it didn't take much to assess the situation without jumping on a bandwagon.
And this is a man who had only arrived in Ireland recently to work. You have been in contact with him throughout this week since the attack. How is he doing?
Look, you couldn't be doing well after something like that. Like, you just couldn't. I'm traumatised and nothing essentially happened to me. He's extremely traumatised. He's withdrawn. And I just keep reinforcing to him that it never should have happened to him. And I do think it shouldn't happen to anybody.
Yeah, Jennifer, again there, tell me then about this silent vigil, Barry.
Yeah, Cian, so around 100 people turned out for this silent vigil at 3 o'clock this afternoon outside the Department of Justice. They held Indian flags and Irish flags, while many held signs stating "Racists out, justice against teen violence, say no to racism and Cead Míle Fáilte." And Cian, many members of the Indian community in Ireland are now living in fear. They're afraid to walk down certain streets alone. They're afraid to go out at night. And this incident in Tala last week has painted a really bad picture of Ireland. Some of the biggest news outlets in India have reported on this. India Today, which has 500 million viewers monthly, ran with a headline today stating "Teen gang on attack spree in Dublin." Like, what sort of picture does this paint of the capital? And I spoke to Shashank Chakravarti from the Desi community against racism at today's vigil, and he says unfortunately last week's attack was not an isolated incident.
It kind of impacts the entire community, because when you see those videos and images out there, it kind of gives you the chills and fears that you wouldn't want to experience as somebody who has lived here for 20 years. I went to school in Ireland. I'm an Irish graduate from an Irish university, working towards serving the 32 counties of the Irish Republic, you know. So I don't want to see this, and I don't want to be treated like this.
Is there a fear now amongst the Indian community in Ireland after this attack?
Well, there is most certainly an expression of frustration, and there is a tiny bit of fear, because there are people who are coming here to work, who want to make an honest living, who want to contribute to the Irish state. And imagine yourself walking down the street and all of a sudden you are attacked from behind unprovoked. That's scary stuff. So there is most certainly a fear within the community.
And this attack, it was brutal. Like, this man suffered serious injuries, and I understand he was on his way to pray at a local temple.
I think it wasn't just physical, it was like an emotional death of an individual, because for somebody to be in the country for 3 weeks who has absolutely no idea, he's got none to do with Ireland's politics, Ireland's immigration crisis, housing crisis, nothing. He was simply attacked because he was a brown man walking down the street in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he would have never ever known that the kids, young people, were simply attacking.
Was this a nice little incident?
On 24th of July, there was an Indian chap who got attacked outside the Connie Lewis stop. You know, this is very recent. This happened after the 19th July event. So I can tell you that these are not isolated events. These are continuous. They are rapidly increasing. And I want the government to take an action against these individuals. Now, I'm not going to call the children our criminals. They're just misguided. They need help. We need to invest more in Garda youth diversion programs. We need to improve our Garda response time. And we just need to start educating people with how immigration actually helps build a national identity.
So that's Shashang Chakravarti, as you say, who was at the vigil. And obviously this experience in Tala is the extreme end of racism. Were there others, though, who had other experiences of it at the vigil talking about it?
Yeah, look, I spoke to dozens of people at this silent vigil, and unfortunately and sadly many of them have experienced racist abuse at some point in Dublin. And look, during this protest there was traffic going by, there was lots of cars beeping horns and support. But there was one white van that drove past at one point, and the guy put down the window and shouted, "Get them out." Like, how sad is that?
Jesus Christ.
That really just struck me, you know, just how sad is that somebody would stop and do that? But yeah, like I say, lots of the people I spoke to have experienced racism in Dublin, whether that's someone shouting abuse at them or throwing something at them. Some of the people I spoke to told me they've been spat on. One woman told me she had her hair pulled and she was kicked totally at random on the Red Line Lewis. So sadly, this does happen. And Prince and Ashita, who are both originally from India and now live in Dublin, told me about their experiences.
Unluckily, a group of like 14 to 16 teenagers aged like 13 to 15, and they hit me with bicycle rod. And so the back of my head is totally ripped off. So yeah, I have a very bad experience. And then after 2 to 3 months, every night they used to come at my home and they do the stone pelting.
So they used to break your windows?
Windows, and yeah.
Everything. Simply because you're from the Indian community?
Yeah, I'm from India community. Whenever I used to go outside of my house, a group of teenagers came and say, "You," like, they used the F word and go back to a country. And it was a bit surprising for me because I was new here and I was totally unaware about these kind of things happens here. Like, it happens everywhere. I'm not saying, you know, it only happens in Ireland. It happens everywhere. But especially the teenager kids, you know, like, they looks like a kid.
And how does it make you feel? Or how did that make you feel? Like, are you, you know, wary when you're, I suppose, walking down the street, say, by yourself?
Still, whenever I see the group of kids, like 3, 4, 5, straight away change my way. And I hide somewhere, to be very honest. Still, I'm afraid.
So you've basically had to change how you live your life, yeah, because of racist abuse?
Yeah.
You know, very specific areas. I won't say that the whole lot of Dublin or Ireland is like that, but yes, some areas, like, I personally experienced that kind of a fear when I moved to this area, Tala. You would keep on encountering such instances wherein mostly the teenagers, you know, people, maybe the children in their younger age, they keep on roaming in groups and then they try to you know, bully you. Maybe they'll try to throw something on you or scream at you all of a sudden, and you cannot even react on those things. That's where maybe I'll say I have some extent of experiences, but not, I would say, that all areas would be like that.
Do you be wary when you're walking in certain areas by yourself?
I would be scared to walk around that area after evening hours, or maybe when it gets darker.
Barry White, our chief reporter from that vigil outside the Department of Justice. Barry, thanks a million for the report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.